Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 10 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 8 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria. Hey, KCI. There we go. Where you at, Stormy? Yeah, how about it there, Mr. K8URV? K8URV. K8KCI, you got a copy. Go ahead, Jeff. And that, I'm just seeing if it, if Stormy's going to stop, if his scanner's going to stop on it. Yeah, I just was checking in and seeing how the reception is over there in that big old town of Bridgeport. He's having problems over there. Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. I'll be back to the other channel, the other radio. Okay. Repeater's clear. N8RHK, N8RHK, this is K8KCI, you got a copy.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 7 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, 10 hundred hours. Sunny, 10 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 12 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H. K-A-9-S-X-H. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 20 degrees.
I'm on a handheld too, KDA ABA. Bye, everybody. Bro, can anybody hear me? KDA ABA, can anyone hear me? Hello? Even my dad's walkie-talkie. Whatever. Hello? Bye, KDAMEA. Hi again, I'm bored. KDAMEA. Am I doing this thing wrong or something? Hi, KDAMEA. Bye. Is anyone online? KDAA. Hello? Anyone online? KDAA.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 21 degrees.
KCAYDF Mobile. Good evening, Rick. How's your day going? Mine's better now, getting out of work.
Well, it's been going not as productive as I was hoping to have it. I'm just getting ready to start some dinner.
Well, mine was a typical day. I had some work in the morning, and then nothing in the afternoon, per se, and, boy, I can't see out here with this sun coming around the corners near the roundabouts here. Totally wiped out my vision, seeing if somebody was coming around or not. But anyhow, make it through the second one here, and I'm clear, but the sun looks nice, but it's cold.
That's Get used to it. We may have a warm day or two coming, warmer day coming in, but it's going to be downright cold first part next week.
Yeah, I've seen that. But I will take the sunshine. At least it makes it look better out, and it helps with the attitude when you got a little sun with it. It makes the day, your day a little sunnier as such inside. Also helps out my solar node to keep it charged. It's actually been doing pretty good. I'm surprised with this cold weather, the batteries have stayed up and haven't depleted too much. I thought the cold weather would kind of kill them off, but they're doing pretty good. So I might be able to move that out to Mackinac this spring or summer and give us a node out there to expand the network.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. You get her burned in, try it out before you get it up there. That's for sure.
Well, that was the idea. At least get it outside up on my roof and see how well it charged. And I just kind of pointed it to kind of the south-southwest and locked it in at about the 30 degrees that they say to put the angle at. And I said, well, I'll test it up on top of my roof first to see how it does before I stick it up on the building. And it should work out, I hope. Set it up as a repeater probably at that point. I'll have to see what, I'm not sure what the Siemens stuff is, but I'm not sure if they set the clients or set the repeaters or routers.
Well, we'll have to figure it out as time gets closer. You got the solar cell figured out so it doesn't hit no more?
Got the solar cell figured out for what? I didn't catch tail end.
So it doesn't hit down anymore?
Yeah, I just tightened the screws back up. That's what happened. The four screws loosened up and the whole thing tipped down, so I guess I didn't really have them tight enough when I put it up. And again, when I got up on the roof, all I had was my little pocket screwdriver, so I tightened them down as much as I could with that. I wasn't going to get back down, get a screwdriver, and go back up again. So we'll see how it works for the rest of this winter. But before I put it up some place permanent, I'll make sure I got it tightened down.
Oh, yeah. Mother Nature's wind works big on those. Working it back and forth, so I can imagine it loosening it up.
Yep, and before I put it up, I'm going to switch antennas or put a better antenna. Right now, it's just got the little rubber duck on it that came with it. So I'll put basically like what I've got up on the home station, I'll put one of the 6 dB gain antennas with the end connector on it and get it up that way. So they make an adapter for it to go right on that same mount, which would be fine. It'd be all in one. Once you mount the solar unit, the bracket holds the unit and the antenna, but just get a better gain and a better antenna up there.
Okay, see if you like.
Did I drop out on that last one, KC8YVF?
Well, there were two other people in there making a little racket there, so I did not hear you. So whatever you said, you didn't have to repeat it. Just keep doing it.
All I said was, yeah, I'm going to change out antennas and put a 6 dB gain antenna up on it. It's got the end connector on it. The bracket's designed to hold it, and there is an adapter that they sell to switch over to that antenna from that small connector to the end connector. So that's what I'll do before I put it up permanently. Then I'll just switch out antennas.
Well, every little bit helps. A little bit helps, so yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever be able to connect to two here and there. We have to get a few more stations in there.
Okay, yeah. Are there any other stations trying to get on the repeater? Go ahead. Okay, I don't hear anything on my end, but... Yeah, tonight after dinner, yeah, we were supposed to go out for dinner last night, and wife was going to cook tonight, but then she ended up having to go to a funeral at 3:30, so she just texted me about 4:45 here and says, we're going out tonight because I don't feel like cooking now. She said I ran out of time, so we'll cook tomorrow night and go out tonight. I got to run out to Sam's anyhow, pick a couple of things up. So we'll be out that way, and that way we'll be get my order for Sam's, and then I want to come back and work on some things in the basement.
Yeah, I've been puttering around today. I waited until late in the day to start a fit because I didn't have any plastic, and I was supposed to show up here this afternoon. It did, so I just blew the dryer to warm it up. And spool I got on there is going to run out here shortly, and I'll have to put the fresh spool on and finish it up.
Yeah, I just got an order of filament in today, too. I've been waiting. I had one spool of, I'm almost out of brown filament, and I have one spool of backup, and I use that fairly regularly, along with black and white and gray, and bamboo's been out of it for a while. They'd get it back in, and it'd be gone within a day, and then, so I said, well, I had them send me a notification when it was back in. I said, well, I ordered two spools just because it's been in and out that I like to have of the stuff that I use, at least one or two backups on hand, so if I'm in the middle of a project, I'm not kind of messed up that I ran out in the middle of something and then can't finish, so don't like to do that.
Yep, I hate running short, having a sprint halfway done, and got a filament, and I don't have that color to finish it up. That's not good. So, try to be a little more conscious of that and make sure I've got stuff on hand to cover that. So, when I run through this pool here I got, I'll have to order some more here, but hopefully I slow down a little bit and don't drink so much.
Yeah, I keep an inventory of some of this stuff on, so the whole thing is I got way too many spools of filament, different colors and different types, but I had different projects, and again, they're specifying certain colors, and I said it really looks good in that, so like this train project, I picked up a forest green color. I already had the dark red, and it's kind of an antique look, so they use this forest green, so I finally found a supplier for that. That would work in the AMS, and got one of those, and yeah, I've got spools of stuff that I bought for different projects, and it's kind of like, well, I've used it here and there, but I only got one spool and one too many. So, yeah, I got a bunch of different types and colors, that's for sure, so I can do about anything. Every once in a while, they throw in an odd color for something, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to use that, so I'm not going to buy one. I'll find something else to print it in. KC8YVF.
Go ahead there, Ron. KC8YVF.
Okay. Didn't know if there was somebody in there. When I finished up, you weren't there, so I figured you had something else going on before you got back to the radio. But, yeah, like I said, I try and keep up on filament at least and on backup, so I keep an inventory of a few different things that I use a fair amount of. And like I said, blacks and whites and PETG and PLA primarily. Usually get the refills now because I got the bamboo spools and those are reusable, so I get the refills of them, and I wait until I need four of something, so that way I get another five bucks off the spool, off the refill, so makes it a little more economical that way.
Yeah, it all helps. You didn't hear there's two guys in there?
I did not. I hear nothing other than you and I.
Okay. Yeah, there were two other stations in there. I don't have tone on my receiver, so my receiver's open. Yeah, I'm assuming there might be a band opening or something coming in, but they opened up the receiver. They brought our receiver, so I can hear that plain as day. Or I can hear the receiver plain as day.
Yeah, I've only got the I've only got the squelch up on this radio in the car on about two, and like I said, I hear nobody. They're not breaking into the repeaters. So unless you're hearing somebody on the other repeater on the same frequency that you're hearing, they're not breaking in here and at least bringing up the repeater. So that's, and again, mobile, I wouldn't hear them anyhow. If you're at home, you might be hearing. What is it, the Elegant repeater or something, one of the other that's on the same frequency, but I don't hear about this one.
Yeah, I'm on a Bullfang handheld right now. That's UDR 5-8. Yeah, that's what I heard about. A KS-8-SD-8. Whether it's KQ or KLA.
Nope, haven't heard them on. So I'm not sure what's there, but yeah, KC8YVF for ID. So yeah, tonight when I get back from dinner in the store, I want to get that monitor up. I've decided how I'm going to put it up there. Made some measurements and that the other night. I was just gone to the board meeting last night, so I didn't get it until late on Tuesday there, so I didn't get it up then. And I wanted to get the cable laid out. It was all coiled up, so I tried to uncoil it, it looked like a spring, so it's been laying on the basement floor, stretched out so I can get it up. It's, like I said, it's got to go up over the rafters, across the room and back down. I have to drill a hole in the wall to get the cable through and where it comes out by a doorway, so that way I can get it plugged into the monitor and then it'll go over the beams, drop down the wall and get plugged into the computer at the other side. So. Just make things a little bit more convenient. And I had to find, like I said, I bought this new notebook for down there because the one that I had was on Windows 11. I don't know how, because it doesn't meet the requirements at all for Windows 11. It's a 12-year-old computer, but somehow I bought it at 2 years ago from the Cadillac swap, and the guy had Windows 11 on it and a solid-state drive, so I'm not really sure how he got it on because it doesn't qualify and it won't upgrade. It won't get past the version that it's on right now. So it is what it is, but it wouldn't handle the graphics very well. It's just not enough memory in it. So I picked one up at Costco that was on sale at Christmas there, and it has this DisplayPort, so it will run a secondary touchscreen monitor. So both screens are touchscreens, and actually it's kind of useful to get around the screen and trying to use the mouse, at least for 3D printing, being able to pick the screens and things, it makes it handy.
Okay, so I got dual watch on right now, and that was an ERL computer there, so it came up. Yeah, you just have to keep your fingers clean and keep your screen clean. So, keep some alcohol wipe candy or something to keep your screen clean.
Okay, yeah, I got the ERL repeater on the other frequency, too. Or no, actually, I got UHF, I got the 7.5, but it's still linked to the same thing. So the UHF 7.5 and the ERL repeaters linked together there. So, yeah, I hear a lot of times come up on that, and if I got the volume up on the second channel, I'll hear them and think there's a few times in there I thought they were on the second repeater. I called them back. And they're kind of like, we're in Detroit. And it's kind of, oh, sorry. I wasn't looking at the radio. I just figured it was on the 2-4 and wasn't paying attention or looking at the screen to see that they were on the other frequency. So, all right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. I'm about a block from home. Thanks for the ride along. Hopefully you have a good night here. I'm going to try and get some things done and Saturday, Sunday, I'm going to try and get on the North American QSO party this weekend. It's supposed to be kind of nasty and cold outside, so another good reason to stay in the basement, put something on the printer, and try and work some contacts.
That is good weather for that stuff, that's for sure. Get inside, get warm side the door, and wander around the basement and enjoy yourself. All right, you have a wonderful night, and have a good dinner, and you and Connie have a good time. TTYGF, TTAGOA.
All right, Rick, 73. Have a good night. KC8YVF, clear.
YVF, this is N8N10.
Yeah, Doug, go ahead.
I heard your young friend this afternoon.
Okay, who might have that been?
It's the one that has the call sign that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. Roger's call sign. Yeah, that's the only thing. He found someone who had passed and stole his call sign, and it hasn't been, at least not on QRZ. Or the FCC database hasn't been reassigned. It's still an active call for him, at least for the remainder. Well, no, it expired June of 25, but it won't be released for 2 years, so unless somebody informs the FCC that he's a silent key.
I'm not sure then if this is the right one. This is a young lady, and she said KB8ADA, I think. I was trying to tell, and she was saying something about she was talking on her dad's radio.
Okay, then that would have been Aaron. Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor, Alpha AVA. That's Aaron. He was a club member. Back when I first started, he got started in the club as well, was in it for a while, and then moved on, had a couple of different jobs around the area, and then got married and had a raising a family, so he's been tied up like many of us were. You got started in it and then got pulled away from it and was on the net there. So yeah, he's got two sons and a daughter, so yeah, he could have been, and he's an extra, so he could have been, you know, a control operator for his daughter, so that was probably the case.
Well, there wasn't any reference to anybody else. He was just trying to call if anybody was out there. But I went over and fired up the, I have a computer set up to record the scanner. And by the time I got it set up, or got it turned on, she was gone.
Okay, like I said, if you got it on during the day, sometimes at work, if it's not too busy, I can turn it on during the day and listen a little bit, especially if the other guy's not in the office where I sit, then I can turn it on and listen during the day, but unfortunately most of the time I cannot. So yeah, we need people monitoring, and I know sometimes at night I will just turn the scanner on the 2 meter and let it scan the 2 meter band, and I've got a few people in there before that have picked up a Bofong radio off eBay or Amazon or something, and just think it's, you know, it's a handy talkie that they can use for anything, and either unaware or don't care that it's on ham band. So that's what happened. So thanks for letting me know. If you hear it again, like I said, try and jot down the call sign to time at least or something, little information, let me know, and we'll go from there. So all right, Doug, thanks. 73 KC YVF.
Go enjoy your dinner. I think I'll do is start running that thing and let it just run all day and grab anything that pops up. And it NTN clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 14 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees.